What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
What it is, people, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds, another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Wow, this show right here, you ain't even see nothing like this coming right here. I got two of the dopest producers of all time, in my opinion, in your opinion, on the phone with me. I got Fourth Disciple and True Master on the phone. First of all, Fourth, what's going on?
Peace, bro. Thanks for having me. You know, it's a pleasure.
And I got True Master on the phone, who y'all seen on my platform before, and we got an unreleased interview coming out, but True, what's going on?
Peace, my brother. Thanks for having me also.
Yeah.
And
So let's get right into it. Something big took place in the hip-hop community. The Versus battle. DJ Premier versus the RZA. What did y'all, Fourth, let me start with you, because we don't really hear from Fourth too much. So we're going to hear from Fourth a little bit. And True Master, we ain't hear from you in a while, besides being on my platform, because you was away, which was, you was vindicated and all that. We already discussed that. Y'all, they could go look that interview up. But Fourth, what did you think about the battle?
Overall, it was good for hip-hop. Okay. You know, definitely, you know, I enjoyed the energy up in there myself. You know what I'm saying? It kind of felt like, you know, felt like we was there, you know, in a sense. We was all together. You know, like we was in a club or something. You know what I mean?
Got you.
You know, so definitely the energy was definitely, I love that, you know, for the hip-hop, for the sport of it, you know.
True. What you thought?
I think I agree. I think it was a good battle. And I especially enjoyed it because those are two of my primary influences. Some of my fans may not know that I'm also a member of Gangstar Foundation, as well as a member of Wu-Tang. Mm. So, you know, you would hear people say stuff like, there is no winner. It's like trying to pick between your moms and your pops or whatever the case may be. I wouldn't say that exactly, but I would say because they both have played such a pivotal role in inspiring me, that it was a pleasure to see them engage in a friendly, I didn't look at it as a battle, but more like just a friendly display of, you know, of our skills, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And basically, you know, celebrating our successes, because we've all come a long way. We've known each other for years, way back before we all got on, et cetera. And, you know, it was just good to see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. But listen, though. When people battle, because when they put verses, that makes it, yeah, hip-hop won, it was good for us. But when they say verses, that means him versus him. So I'm going to put y'all on the spot. Did y'all declare? Because all that sound good for hip-hop one, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to put y'all on the spot. Did y'all declare a winner in that situation? True Master, I know it's for you. It's a little, like I said, you're a part, like you said, you're a part of both crews. But did you declare a winner in that battle?
Well, I would say, this is what I would say.
Here we go.
RZA picked a better selection
than
Primo.
Not mad at that.
And because Primo, you know, it could have went either way. It could have went Primo picking a better selection than RZA, since both of their catalogs have so many classic bangers on them.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I would say in this situation, RZA definitely had a better selection. You know what I mean?
A.K.A. And, RZA won.
A.K.A. RZA won that.
Okay, so that's True Master Fourth.
I feel like they both could have made better selection.
Got you.
And I feel like they wasn't putting the right stuff on at the right time.
The sequence was bad.
Yeah, you know, they weren't coming off the back, like they wasn't feeding off each other. It started out right, like the vibe, you know, in the beginning was, you know, was rocking.
Mm-hmm.
As it got like towards like the 10th and the 15th, it started to die down for me.
Yeah, because Triumph and Mass Appeal got to be up there. You got to play them joints first. You got to start the battle.
I feel like he should have been played Mass Appeal.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, he got a lot of stuff he could have played.
So fourth. But who did you have winning that one?
I feel it's a toss up.
Nah, we ain't doing that. You gotta. So it's a toss up.
That's where I'm at with it. Okay. I feel like they both was holding out. You know what I mean? I feel like True said, it could have went either way.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they both was holding out, and like the sequences, it kind of got boring to me.
Okay.
As it went on.
Okay, I go on the record. I went on the record. I declared RZA the winner. I gave it to RZA by a short margin, very, very short margin. Again, as we know, RZA lost the round because he played Brooklyn Zoo. True, what did you think when I know you, was you in there? Did you watch it, True?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it, and I saw, I think, Just Blaze or something like Flag on the Play. And I seen some comments go up, yo, that's True Master, da, da, da. You know, I wasn't upset or anything like that.
But we can't give him that round, though. We can't give him that round.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess some people were saying, yo, he was just showing you some recognition or some homage. Some people were saying, oh, no, he wasn't doing that or whatever the case may be. In the beginning, you know, he spoke about how we all came up in the same, you know, like in every area or every state with his hip hop movement. A lot of people don't realize everybody has always been connected. You know what I'm saying? And he acknowledged that, you know, he originally met Premier through me because I was a part of Gangsta Foundation. And, you know, he acknowledged me in the beginning. He played the joint. And I feel like it wasn't no, I don't feel no way about it. I feel like he just, you know, he saluted me to a certain degree or whatever the case may be. Some people may disagree or some people may feel that he just played it and maybe he might have just been, you know, just trying to use my shit as his shit or whatever the case may be. I don't think it was that because everybody knows that I made the beat and he was, you know, he acknowledged me in the beginning and he played it.
Gotcha.
So I don't feel like
that. Sound beautiful, but he get disqualified that round because that ain't his beat. That's the bottom line. I get what you're saying, and you're not wrong for feeling that because it definitely, to me, in my opinion, it definitely shine light back on you, but he ain't make that beat, bro. So that round goes to True Master. You know what I'm saying? But dope. So overall, like I said, I thought it was a dope thing. I gave it to RZA. And when we dealing with production really quick, I don't think people really know. So when you made Brooklyn Zoo, because I seen different comments, people were saying, you know, he got the right to play it because sometimes he might have been in the room when that beat was made. You don't know. He might have said, change something. Did he do it all the time? Was he anywhere near you when you made that beat?
Nah. Now, Cypher, however, look at it this way. First of all, there are three producers who are my primary influences.
Mm-hmm.
RZA, Primo, and Easy Mo B.
Mm-hmm.
And RZA, I've learned from all of them. Now, mm-hmm. RZA, even though he wasn't there, I was using a machine that I got from him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was a machine that he taught me how to use. He didn't teach me how to produce. When I met RZA, I was already a producer. But I did learn a lot from him. I was using a machine that he taught me how to use, and you know, he made a lot of classics with that same machine.
Yeah.
So, you know, he wasn't there physically, but, you know, this is one mind. A law is one mind. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't feel no way about it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. And I know y'all probably, everybody probably saying he disqualified for that round. All right, let Primo get that round.
Yeah. No, I just, what it is, I just want a clarification for the people because some people think, you know, he might have diddied you and said, oh, change that, you know, raise that snare up in it and all that. So I got to let people know that he wasn't there when you made the beat, you know, because sometimes people get credit for stuff like, you know, we I might say, yo, True, nah, reverse that or nah, swipe, that's it. So, you know, well, the previous conversation we had, sometimes people could get producer credit for idea in the beat. You know what I'm saying? So we just wanted to, I just wanted to put out on record that he had nothing to do with the making of that beat, which is a classic, which you still get checks for. And if y'all want to license it or use it for any way, just hit up True Master's lawyer. But so on production, Fourth Disciple, we also heard, we saw the track list, A Better Tomorrow, and off the track list alone, people would think that that was your version of the song, but it actually wasn't, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not, yeah, that's the, guess that's A Better Tomorrow that came off the title track for the Better Tomorrow LP.
Got you. Got you. Yeah, because we thought it was the You Can't Smoke Your Life Away, Drink Your Life Away. You know, I thought it was, well, I knew it wasn't because I heard it, but then when you look at the track list and people who didn't hear the battle probably was like, oh, he can't play A Better Tomorrow. That's true. That's on Fourth Disciple beat. So Fourth Disciple, people don't really hear from you. Go ahead. What you were saying?
Go ahead.
No, people don't
I was about to say, I had logged off the battle before they had played that track.
Oh, you was done with it.
I had seen the track list the following day. Then I was like, oh, he did the True Mask to me too.
Yeah. So people don't really hear from you much. We hear from you musically. We know, for those in the know your work. Give us some of the music that you did that we don't know, the average person don't know that you did, but they love in the Wu-Tang.
I don't know. There's probably a lot of stuff. People probably, you know, like Night the Earth Cried, mm-hmm. Grave Digger, Dangerous Minds,
mm-hmm.
Judgment Day, Method Man,
mm.
Older Gods, Wu-Tang Clan, Scary Hours,
mm.
Wu-Tang Clan, Damage, Old Dirty Bastard, co-producing on that.
Impossible? Do I got to tell you about Impossible?
Impossible.
That's one of my favorites. Impossible.
Grand Prix, Inspector Deck, Knife Chamber, Inspector Deck,
mm.
Better Tomorrow, The City, Inspected, Wu-Tang, but that's a Deck solo.
Also, you did a lot of other Wu-Tang affiliate groups. Death Be the Penalty, my Shame favorite.
Man. Yes, Shabazz Disciples, Sons of Man, Killer Army, you know, Killer Priest.
What you know, could you give me two Sons of Man songs that you did that everybody might know but don't know that you did it?
Soldiers of Darkness.
Mm.
Not Promised Tomorrow.
Five Illusions,
five Archangels.
I gotta tell the dude choices. His category. Wait, I ain't even front of Google. No, I gotta let him know. You did so much stuff. I'm like, yo, I'm telling you my favorites. Five Archangels. Whoa.
The Killer Plan. Army.
What'd you do for Carl? Oh, The Plan. You did The Plan too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Killer Army. I did the whole album pretty much except Warface and. That's it on the first album.
So you did Warface. That. You into the Hocus Pocus. You did that joint?
Warface and Wake the Fuck Up. Them was the only two I did do.
So the first album. Killer Army single that we heard, you did that, right?
Wu Renegades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And then even the second single, right? We used the, used the Hydra drums and... And Killer Priest was in there. Yeah. Wow. Wow, you got some.
Nah, that's, what, Killer Army? Nah.
You didn't do
Killer
that.
Killer Priest wasn't. Nah.
Oh,
you talking about Wake Up?
No. I'm talking about a joint where 60 was like, you enter the Hocus Pocus. You didn't do that joint?
That's Soldiers of Darkness, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm confusing the group because I thought.
That was a Sons of Man single.
Oh yeah, I'll be confusing them.
Featuring Killer Army.
That's what I'm thinking is. So I always thought it was a Killer Army song for some reason. I don't know. But Killer Sin went off on that beat so hard. That's what it is. I always was like, oh nah, yeah. That's Killer Army. They stole the show because Killer Sin just stole the show on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Fourth Disciple. My favorite Fourth Disciple beat is Death Beat the Penalty by Shabazz the Disciple. Love that beat. What is Fourth Disciple's favorite Fourth Disciple beat, if you got one?
I get asked that a lot, man. I don't know. I got a lot, man. that's a hard thing, hard question to answer.
Which one takes you to a point in your life where you absolutely was just in love with beat making? What, you know, because we all got that one beat that we just remember the vibe was right and like it's like the stars aligned when we made that beat. What beat is that for you?
I got a few like that, but Trilogy is one like that for me on Killer Army album. Mm. No samples.
Oh, wow.
I was in the zone when I made that.
Dope. You know? So go back and check that out. So True Master, some of the beats you did. We already know Brooklyn Zoo, so we ain't got to talk about that no more. But what are some of the beats that you did for Wu-Tang and Wu-Tang affiliate artists that people don't know you did?
I did RZA's solo debut as the RZA, the joint Tragedy. Mm. Which is from the Rhyme and Reason soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I did, of course, I did Fish. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Which, that's a smoker right there.
Beyond the smoker. That's K2 and meth mixed together in one drug.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's see.
Slang Editorial. I'm about to run them down for you. Hold on. You did Slang Editorial.
Slang Editorial.
Milk the Cow.
I did like 5 joints on Capital Joint. Slang Editorial, Milk the Cow, Super Ninjas. I think that's a sleeper. I love Super Ninjas.
Okay.
Rec
Room for Inspector Deck. Rec Room.
Rec Room. Mm-hmm. Inspector Deck. Let's see. Rec Room Inspected Deck was actually made when I didn't even have a machine, by the way. And RZA was with me when I made that.
Okay.
And he was basically, I had brought samples to his house, and he was helping me put them together on his machine at that time.
Mm.
So that's a jewel. That's a little jewel for people. Let's see, some things, you saying things, people, you just want me to go through some of my catalog?
We went through some of the catalog, but some of the things that you did that people might not know that you did. So I think some of them that we named.
Okay.
You know.
Heaters. Well.
Heaters.
Heaters.
Wow.
Heaters. MGM.
Mm.
Heaters, MGM. See, Killer Priest's first single, which was One Step. The joint with him and Dirty on his album, and also the joint on his album with Deck and GZA, Crush Your Heart, which was on the soundtrack for Quarter with Bokeem Woodbine, and it was also in the movie. I like that beat. I've always liked that beat.
Got you.
Because when I made that, sometimes you get in the zone and you make something real fast. And sometimes you have to painstakingly put something together. That beat was it just came out real fast, but it was like, you know, it was a lot of chi in that beat. I like that beat.
Mm. So, go ahead. Yeah. Keep going. By all means.
Okay. Okay. I did, That's Gangsta for You God. Rumble, which was also the main theme music for the Wu-Tang PlayStation game. That was on U-Guard's album. Of course, you go to Meth album, you got Dangerous Ground, Sweet Love, Torture, Killing Fields. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes RZA have gotten credit for my shit and I've gotten credit for his shit. Like on Judgment Day, I had did the original Party Crasher, and then RZA went in and remixed it, and so I believe the first copies had RZA's version on it, but it said produced by True Master.
Mr.
And Meth had Meth had officially made a statement. I think you can find it on the internet that he preferred my version.
Okay,
and so they then started releasing it with my beat.
Gotcha.
So sometimes that shit happens. Just like sometimes I've gotten credit for RZA shit.
Which one you might have gotten credit for, like in a situation?
Let's see. I think I got credit for.
Yeah, I think that
South of the Border. South of the Border. You did South of the Border, right?
Nah.
Okay, yeah, RZA did South of the Border. I think I might have got credit for South of the Border. I'm not sure. And it's another joint I can't really think of right now that I got credit for. And then sometimes I hear people, you know, I hear people say different things, and they think I made something, they think RZA made something, but right. You know, it happens because we was doing so much shit and it was all in house, and sometimes I guess people make mistakes like that. Whatever the case.
So what's True Master's favorite beat that True Master made?
That's hard too, but I think at the top of the list you gotta put Brooklyn Zoo and Fish up there. Or as my you know, maybe that's the top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Between those two joints.
My favorite True Master beat is Milk the Cow. I love Milk the Cow because it was just like, and Slang Editorial was, I mean, you got so many, like I said, between both of y'all got so many, it's hard for me to pick one. But I remember him.
Yeah, you got fish, and You've Been Warned.
Yeah.
Oh, Y'all Been Warned.
That's a monster too, Jay.
Yeah, so, Y'all Been Warned. I forgot all about it. It's a lot of shit I ain't mentioned, but that's definitely one.
And so forth. What's your favorite True Master beat?
That's Fish or You've Been Warned.
True. What's your favorite Fourth Disciple beat? What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. Okay, so we all know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, right? But here's something you might not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. Now that so many of us are stuck at home, it's only a matter of time before you run out of stuff to watch on Netflix. So for this whole week, I've been using ExpressVPN to binge watch Doctor Who UK on Netflix. It's simple to do. I just fire up ExpressVPN app, change my location to the UK, refresh Netflix, and that's it. See, ExpressVPN hides your IP address and lets you control where you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries. So just think about all the Netflix libraries you can go through. Love anime? Use ExpressVPN to access Japanese Netflix and be spirited away. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works on any streaming service. Hulu, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there. But the reason I use ExpressVPN to watch shows is ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD no problem. ExpressVPN is also compatible with all your devices, phone, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So you can watch it where you want, on your personal device or on the big screen. If you use my special link right now, expressvpn.com/DD101, you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Support the show, watch what you want, and protect yourself with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/DD101. Again, ExpressVPN.com/DD101. Yo, binge on.
It would have to, I say it's two of them, The Night the Earth Cried and Impossible.
Yeah, whoa. Ghostface verse alone is like, oh, man. So, Fourth, what beat did True Master do besides your favorite that you wish you did?
Fish.
Yo, that was just good. Yo, G.
That's a heater.
Yeah.
Heater.
Will that start?
Yeah.
So, True, yes, what beat did Fourth Disciple do that you wish you did?
The two that I mentioned, okay. I would say two. Night the Earth Cried and Impossible. But there's so many Fourth Disciple beats. I mean, it's
right.
You know, it's so many.
I know, like, that's just something I'm just thinking, like, off the top. I mean, like, I love Fish regardless. You've been warned. That's just heat. But you got a lot of classics as well, bro. And so, it's like, you know, if we was able to bring them up, we'd be like, God damn, forgot about that one. Forgot about this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because this is on the spot. Unlike RZA and Primo, who had days to sit down and go through their track list and really put it together. This is Johnny on the spot. So after we end this phone conversation, something going to pop in your head like, yo, I forgot to mention that one, but y'all got so much.
I'm already thinking of fourth shit. I'm already thinking. When he said that, already other shit started coming in my head. Like, God damn, I'm forgetting about this, that. I think fourth, also, man, that Killer Army album, that first Killer Army album is like epic. You know what I'm saying? And I you know, like I said, I enjoy being a part of a crew that had so much talent in it.
Mm-hmm.
So much production talent. I mean, it's just like, it's like, God damn, and it's like, it's keeping you on your toes because everybody's bringing the heat. Fourth bringing the heat. RZA bringing the heat. You know what I'm saying? Now Math is bringing the heat. So, you know.
Yeah. So, what are y'all currently working on right now, True?
Well, I'm putting together a compilation.
What's up, everybody? This is Doggy Diamonds. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates, your homeboy, your homegirl, or your significant other's listening to. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds start about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing as any other top audio brands you know. The newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Raycon wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for a conference call or binging podcasts like mine. You know, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, you should be binging that. Use the Raycon. Well, anyway, unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. You might hear me talk about the company was co-founded with Ray J and other celebrities like Snoop, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy, J.R. Smith are obsessed with Raycons. Pick up a pair and see what the hype is all about. Now is your time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/DD101. That's right, buyraycon.com/DD101. For 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/DD101. That's my personal link. So use that and you get 15% off your order.
And I'm also re-releasing, this is the 10th year anniversary for the Meta Historical album I did with KRS-One.
Okay.
And I'm adding some new features on there. I already had RZA on there and Kappa. But I'm getting some new features on there that's not necessarily Wu-Tang, but to celebrate that album. I think that album is a sleeper. Unfortunately, I got into all that bullshit right after I released it, so I was never able to fully
promote it.
Yeah. I wanted to. I also have a Wu-Tang album that I tried to release when I was incarcerated, and it didn't really go that well. And some of the songs that was supposed to be on there is not on there. Some of the songs that shouldn't be on there is on there. Mm. So basically, I got to repackage that. So I'm going to update some of that. And I want to work with some of the young dudes that's out now. You know what I'm saying? I've been stacking up. And, you know, I like what West Side Gun, Conway, Benny the Butcher, Ito. Right. By the way, I heard a new joint with Ito and Trice Diesel. And I think they did a good job on my beat, you know what I'm saying? Dreddy Krueger released it on like a mixtape he put out.
Okay.
And I like it. It's called Old Style.
Gotcha.
And you know, it's a nice joint.
What you working on for?
I got the new project called The Algorithm. About to release, May 2nd.
Oh, wow.
It's available for pre-order right now. You know, that features Sean Price, you know, rest in peace, Rod Digger, Sadat X, Petey Crack, Vinny Paz, Shabazz Disciple, Planet Asia.
Mm.
We got Boaz, who else on there? You get some heat on there, some heat. So I have, you know, I hope people support, you know, I hope they enjoy, you know, what I put together. It took some time, you know, it was a lot of, you know, hard work, you know, a lot of trials, you know, to put all these elements together.
Fourth Disciple, The Algorithm, May 2nd. So, yeah. Fourth, let me ask you something. Are you also an engineer?
Yes.
Yeah, because I always hear that, I always seen that you engineer certain things. So you can actually go in the studio from top to bottom, make the beat and mix it and touch the boards too. You could touch every knob, every outboard, well, you know,
well,
outboard
gear. Well, to be honest, mm-hmm. having been on the board and so long.
Yeah, everything's,
you know,
different.
I've been in the box.
Gotcha.
You know, but my setup is a hybrid. You know, I I'm a computer, but my outboard gear is still analog. Gotcha. So I still run stuff through the analog but come back into the computer.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So, but as far as that actual mixing board, I haven't touched one of those in about 20 years, bro.
But you know, how what I mean? So what studio you was mixing? You was in Firehouse or was you in another studio?
Nah, we had our own, the 36 Chambers.
Oh, okay. So what board they was using in there?
They had a Neve up in there.
Got you. I thought they had the SSL. I'm about to say, whoa. That was on. So
well, when they got the new one, mm-hmm. they had the SSL up in there.
Got you.
But I'm more familiar. Well, the SSL, I was familiar with the SSL too, but I preferred the Neve boards.
So you went to school for that?
No.
So you just went in there and just brainstormed it.
Just learn hands on.
Wow,
yeah.
The best just way. Learning.
That's how I initially learned. Messing with my father's equipment. Wow. My father's he's a musician.
Gotcha.
So I used to mess with his stuff, get in trouble, get whoopings.
Get your bubba zing, get your ass beat. Yep.
Messing up his settings. Yeah, yep. Messing up his mix settings. He come back, his settings all messed up. You know?
Got you.
That's how I learned.
So, any big records you mix that we might know besides the stuff you produced? Did you mix anything else?
Well, I did some co-mixing.
Okay.
You know, like on like in the Cuban Links, I did a few things.
What you mix on the Cuban Links?
Just certain things, like, you know, RZA might not have been able to, like one particular thing was a small thing, but like when the Tony Montana part, they couldn't get the vocals to sit right in the skit. But I talked to you a long time ago. They couldn't get it. Yeah, they couldn't get it to sit right. So I had to come in. I came to Bubble Mouth. And it's like, yeah, that's it right there.
And Criminology, right?
But that was just, you know, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So before we
it's a few things, like even Warface on the Killer Army album. That's a RZA beat. I had some co-production on there, but, you know, I assisted in mixing that. You know, there was a lot of occasions where I would assist RZA.
Got you. What is it like to sit in the studio while RZA is creating? Because I think many people would want to know that picture, and y'all two got to experience it. What is it like? Anybody want to go? Fourth, you could take it first.
You want to tackle that one?
Well, I mean, you know, like Fourth said, you know, we all share, you know, ideas and may input here or there, or you know, or help out with a mix or give some input on how to tweak a sound or whatever the case may be. Like I can remember. When we was working, we was out in Cali working on Wu-Tang Forever, and me and Raw, everybody had left. We was in the studio, in the wee hours in the morning, and we did the joint. I actually said, "Yo, God, you should call it Sun Shower." This was the joint. It became exclusive for the European version of Wu-Tang Forever. It was like a bonus. And you know, I helped mix it down, and I even, you know, I gave my suggestion of what it should be named. The guy said, and we was building about everything, and You know, so it'd be things like that. You know what I'm saying? Just adding on, he might do the same for me. So it's like just sharing ideas and everybody being open to suggestions. You know what I'm saying?
So it is open like that. It ain't no dictatorship where RZA is like, yo, no, we not doing that. Do he actually listen?
Nah.
Okay, dope.
Nah. We have full creative control, bro.
Dope.
You know,
dope.
Far as in that aspect. You know.
Fourth, what's your favorite RZA beat?
He got a lot too.
Yeah.
He got a lot. I like United. Whoa. Triumph is dope. I see it's a big catalog. I mean, if I could have picked his joints, you know.
Yeah, because he didn't play Glazers of Ice, man. He ain't play Glazers of Ice, man. How you not going to play Glazers of Ice?
Yeah, that's another one.
Glazers of Ice is, woo.
Yo, that, but you know what's funny with Glazers? I hear both of y'all in that beat. Like, right. I can hear both of y'all style in that beat along with RZA. So that was a toss up that we don't know, you know, for the fan, he did it. But if it said produced by True Master, we wouldn't say that's BS. If it said produced by Fourth Disciple, we wouldn't say that.
Well, like True was saying, like, we kind of, you know, we fed off of each other. That was the beauty of everything as well. Mm-hmm. And it was a friendly competition. Gotcha. But we also influenced each other within the circle.
Gotcha.
You know, sometimes RZA make a beat sound like mine's. I make a beat, might sound a little bit like True's. Mm-hmm. True might make a beat, to, like, vice versa. It used to go like that. Because we was influencing, we was learning off of each other. Like, True make something one day. We be in the mansion. You know what I mean? Walk past my room, hear something like,
Yeah.
And we go, like, we was influencing each other. And we go, and that make him want to make something. And so that's how it was. We just banging it out.
So before I ask True the same question, y'all all was in the same crib working on beats in different rooms?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was like that at one time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's like Kung Fu. All of these styles is correlated. So that it's almost like, you know, being on the same wavelength. Where I remember I let RZA hear the beat for Super Ninjas. And if you listen to the bass, it's so unorthodox. And it's off-on type. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when RZA heard it, he said, God, hold up. He said, where the fuck? He said, yo, I made a beat with that same fucking bass line. And I said, get the fuck out of here. Then he let me hear it. And that bass line is too awkward. It's almost like, that's like only from being in the same frequency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. On the same wavelength, could we even come close to something similar like that? Because that bass line is so unique. You know what I'm saying? And when he let me hear it, I said, oh, shit. I mean, he had other sounds with it, but it was like, I was blown away when I heard shit. I said, oh, shit.
So True, what's your favorite?
Brothers would influence each other to get the, like, say, I would, like, I go get the Kurzweil. When I switch over to the Kurzweil, I start banging out joints on that. And RZA like, oh, okay. He go grab a Kurzweil. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
RZA might go grab a Triton or something. Or True Master go grab the Triton. RZA go grab the Triton. Like, okay, I see what he's going with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was going on as well. You know what I'm
like saying? RZA put me on one time. We was in San Mac, and RZA had this Yamaha X something, VL7. Like, that's an awesome machine.
Oh, yeah. I grabbed that too. Yeah, with the breath control.
He said, I grabbed
that too. And RZA, when RZA got that shit, I had to get it.
Mm. Yep.
That's the shit with Guillotine. When you hear Guillotine and you hear that the vibrato violin and all that shit. Like, I made collaboration with Sons of Man on that shit. When you hear all them crazy sounds and shit, and it sounds like live instruments. But when I heard RZA use that shit and he showed me that shit, we was in San Mass. He said, he was all out of them. And then I asked him, and the dude said, you got one left. And they went to that. It was one that was on display. And they said, well, this, you know, we don't have any, but we have one that was on display. And they gave me a special deal on that shit. I had to grab that shit right.
Could you tell the audience, this is a part where you was playing no less than three bands for a piece of hardware. It was at least three bands all the time.
Yeah, the Kurzweil fully loaded was $3,500.
Mm-hmm. Yo, let me tell y'all.
The tape machines was 3 G's. Like, to get a studio set up back then was some bread.
At least minimum of 10 stacks. Minimum. And that was just for hardware. That wasn't no outboard.
Man.
Could you tell the people that the wires...
Your board was 10 stacks, bro.
Yeah. And
you
the wires...
Know what's crazy, though?
And the wires is snake. RZA Remember paid, the snake was like RZA. $80?
The what?
The snake. When you had to get a snake. The snake was like
$80. Exactly.
Go ahead, True.
The tape machines, the ADATs was what? $2,500. I had
two.
The Tascams, D88s, and those
needed,
was...
And you needed two.
Those was $5,000 a pop.
And you needed two of them.
Yeah.
You needed three. That's 24 tracks.
Facts.
You needed three.
It was eight.
So that was $5,000 a pop. And if you had a Mackie board, an analog Mackie board, that was $10,000.
Mm-hmm. What you were saying, True? What you was about to say?
I was going to say, even though we spent a lot, when I got that VL7, I only paid $500 for it.
You came off.
And RZA paid $5,000.
You see how much them things cost now?
How much?
Bro, just look that up. It's crazy. You can't even hardly find them for one. They hard to find.
Yeah, it's a vintage machine now.
They charging like $5,000-$7,000 for them joints now.
So, see that? That's the type of machine that maintains its value now. RZA paid 5 G's, but because they didn't have no more, and it was a display model, they gave it to me for $500. And, you know, RZA was with me. He was like, damn, God, you got blessed today. I was like, ooh.
So,
I felt like I just hit the lotto with them.
So, True, you never answered. What's your favorite RZA beat?
Oh man, let's see, shit, it's so many. It might have to be Triumph.
Mm.
And that's because Triumph is such a strong beat. You know what I mean? There were some beats that are more stylish and have more, you know, RZA, you know, floss more on them, so to speak. But that Triumph shit, I remember we was in LA when we was in the studio. I said, yo, God, you sure that ain't too much fucking bass in it? The way that shit is just, boom, boom. He's like, nah, it's tweaked. That's right. And it is. It's sonically so fucking delicately tweaked that all that bass is
just a lot of bottom in
it. It holds. It's sustainable. And, you know, that was like with the battle with Premier, that was the sort of nail in the coffin.
Yeah, that was
that beat is, you know, even Premier was like, okay, it's really nothing. That shit is like, you know, Triumph is an awesome joint. You know what I mean? I would have to say that's probably my favorite. Although there's some joints that I think is more exotic.
All right, let me, and you know, it's funny, he did Rainy Days, right? And then Timbaland ended up doing that for Neo and Fab using the sample. That's how deep that was. Like, yo, how you use a RZA sample and make a banger for Fab and Neo. You know what I'm saying? That You Make Me Better is Rainy Days sample, same sample. I knew that. So let me get y'all, I got to get y'all in trouble before we leave. The trouble question is this. Which Wu-Tang MC or affiliate is your favorite? Fourth Disciple is on you.
Oh, man. Wu-Tang or affiliate?
Anything that's under that W or in directly in the W? About to play the Jeopardy music.
Shout out to my brother Killer Soon, man.
All right. I ain't mad at that at all. I'm actually, that's a sleeper. Killer Soon is incredible. You know when Killer Soon, he did the Real Live remix with Real Live, Ghostface was on it, and Killer Soon was on it. I was like, yo, this dude crazy night, because I heard him. But then I was like, when I heard that, I was like, dude, it's nice. So I ain't mad at Killer Soon. So True Master, it's on you. Let me get you in trouble. What's your favorite Who is your favorite Wu-Tang or Wu-Tang affiliate MC?
That's too hard for me, Lord. I'm
come on, see, man, I knew you was going to do that.
Damn, Lord, you hit me with that one.
Yeah, that's
a hard one, Lord. I really, there's so many. It's like I think. See, I would have to say on stylish shit and exotic shit,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to go with like. Damn.
He's about to say a name and he thought about 10 other names.
I'm gonna go with Starks on exotic shit.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? But at the same time I gotta go when you get with detail intricacy,
mm-hmm.
you gotta give it to GZA.
Got you.
So it's like I have to go on that double like that.
I got a better one for y'all. Who's the most slept on? That's super duper nice, but people been sleeping. I can start it off. I think Deck is slept on. Exactly. Deck. I think he's respected by lyricists and people who rap, but I think the people don't realize how dope he is. I think we know, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't have a Wu-Tang record sometimes without him starting it. You know what I'm saying? It's like he said, like Triumph cemented him in the Smithsonian. Like I couldn't picture none of them verses on Triumph that could have started that record like that. But that, you know what I'm saying? That started, the way he started that song, I couldn't, if you go through any Triumph verse, no verse could have started that record like that one did. So which
yeah, I think people know Deck Nice, but I don't think he's I think he should be getting reached out to more. Like he should be more involved. I think I should see more features with Deck with people.
Got you.
You know.
What you think, True?
I think on a slept on, it's a lot of slept on MCs. I think the underrated, you know, you can mm-hmm. go from I think Deck is incredible. I don't think he's slept on. I think underrated Deck, U-Guard. I think U-Guard be saying sometimes he be saying some amazing shit and it never really gets celebrated. You know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Although some people, you know, be catching it. Also Master Killer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've heard people kind of like they don't really get Papa, and I don't understand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some people sleep on Kappa's unorthodox flow.
Yep.
And I remember back in the days, Vinny Siegel had said something. And, you know, I think Kappa is slept on. I think, a lot of the brothers are slept on, but then again, they ain't slept on.
Yo, I forgot I did a video for Winter Wars verse too. Did y'all ever see that? The Winter Wars verse with Cap? I shot a video for that. It's on YouTube.
Well,
look it up. Capadonna
Winter Wars. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I shot it.
Just saying is that in terms of commercialized, when you say commercialized, some of the MCs ain't been, you know, everybody don't got the success of Meth or Ray. You know, we know these is you know, some people's favorite MCs.
Yeah,
I like everybody's shit.
I think Deck is very slept on, and the other sleeper is definitely Shabazz the Disciple. Another slept on is Hellraiser, and
you want to go down that hole?
Yeah, that's what I said. Wu-Tang
and
Timbo King. Gotta say Timbo too. Timbo voice is so ill to me, man. I never even heard a voice like that before. So Timbo King, Hellraiser, and Shabazz is definitely.
When you said Wu-Tang, I was just thinking about that.
No, I said Wu-Tang or anybody under that W that's affiliated or affiliated.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought that applied to the first question.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe it did. Maybe it did. So, all right. So before we get up out of here, how could the people stay in contact with True Master and Fourth Disciple right now? Could you give them your Instagram? That's what y'all mainly use, right? The gram?
Yeah, I use gram and Facebook.
Okay.
I'm just starting to get into the social media shit, man, because I'm just really reacclimating myself after all that bullshit I've been through.
Facts.
So when you go on Instagram, or I see people shouting me out, but they use the hashtag TrueMaster, and even though that is me, it's somebody else is using that, and they got a whole page set up, so that's not me. They got, you know, they got all my albums on there, they got all this shit, and they redirected a lot of traffic. So on Instagram, it's hashtag TrueMas.
M-A-S.
T-R-U-E-M-A-S. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
And Fourth right. Disciple, what you on?
Yeah, my official IG is Real Disciple.
Gotcha.
R-E-A-L-D-I-S-C-I-P-L-E. Because there's also a fraudulent account out there as well under the hashtag Fourth Disciple.
Wow.
So I couldn't even use that handle because somebody else already had done it. And they posing like they're me as well.
Wow, that's terrible. Yo, I tell every artist, every producer, everybody, as soon as a new social media come out, even if you don't use it, just go on there and make an account so somebody can take your name. I got a TikTok. I got everything. I ain't never on some of these things, but I don't want to have to say the Real Doggy Diamonds or Dog Diamonds or some weirdo stuff. So, and it ain't weird to me, but somebody's impersonating me. That's just very weird. But yo, I want to thank y'all for doing this three-way with me, phone conversation. We got TrueMaster. His Instagram is at TrueMass. It's gonna be in the description box, so make sure you go in the description box and follow him on Instagram. And The Real Disciple on Instagram is gonna be in the description box as well, so make sure you go in there, follow these two guys. Oh, and could we let the other secret out the bag? I'll let it out. TrueMaster and Fourth Disciple are gonna come together and they issue a challenge to anybody on a beat battle. Am I correct?
Yo, whatever is clever, Lord. It's about that time, man. Anybody want it? If they want it, the smoke is right here, yo.
So you got you got TrueMaster and Fourth.
Also, go on, hit that IG up, hit the like, the follow button.
Yeah.
Pre-order the algorithm. Available now for pre-order.
Pre-order now. So yeah, TrueMaster and the algorithm May 2nd, but you could pre-order it right now. But this versus, this battle stuff is going on. We had a conversation. TrueMaster and Fourth Disciple went in. So whoever, I don't care what crew it is. Well, y'all got to have some hits, though. Y'all can't just be, you know, dudes in the basement that ain't never do nothing talking about I want to battle y'all. If y'all got some hits and y'all was a part of a crew, or y'all had something and y'all think y'all can match these two guys, yo, let's put it together. You know what I'm saying? Timbaland. Swizz Beatz,
or if it's notable hip hop producers and they want to do a tag team, you know what I'm saying? Me and Fourth will go against, you know, any two cats that want to get together, and you know what I mean?
Because y'all said some names that I don't know if y'all want the people to know the names that y'all called out. I was like, okay, y'all going there? Should we say the names, or are we going to keep it? We going to keep it quiet? What are we going to do? We going to call them out? Y'all want to call them out, or y'all, what y'all want to do?
Yo, Lord, it's whatever. Man.
It's whatever.
All right, having
so
fun. Everybody's on quarantine right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all friendly. This is all friendly, man. This ain't no you know, I admire a lot of other producers in the industry, and it's all friendly. You know,
so look, this is what y'all do.
If
y'all want to know the names of the people that they called out, go to at TrueMass on Instagram and hit him on the DM. He'll tell you, make sure you follow him first. He'll tell you the names that he wants, and go to The Real Disciple on Instagram, and he'll tell you the names that he wants. So hit them up directly, and they going to tell you, hit them on the DM, make sure you pre-order the algorithm, hit them up, and they going to tell you the names that they want. Y'all going to be shocked the people they called out. I know who it is, but I want them to tell you. So make sure y'all follow them on social media. You know, follow me at Doggy Diamonds on everything. I'm on TikTok. But I ain't on there dancing like no fool. I ain't doing none of that foolish stuff. Y'all know I ain't doing none of that stuff. I'm just on there giving the information that I give and providing the content. So y'all two guys, you know, thank y'all. Next time we'll be on camera. But we got a lot more in store for the people. But I just wanted y'all opinion on the battle, and I want people to start following y'all on social media. So I thank y'all for this conversation, and I will build with both of y'all later on. Peace.
Peace. Peace and love, bro.
Yup, peace. All right, y'all. Yeah, so that was Fourth Disciple and True Master. You know, wow, I feel so special and blessed to have both of them on the phone at the same time. You know, we went through a little Wu-Tang history. We went through their history. And hopefully y'all enjoyed this podcast. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. Make sure you share, like, subscribe to the audio version as well as on the YouTube. I need both of those versions. I need y'all on both of them because sometimes everything don't go on YouTube that might go on the audio. And sometimes everything don't go on the audio that might go on the YouTube. So I need y'all to subscribe to both. Also, if you have Spotify, follow me, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, on Spotify. I have the Spotify page. If you're using iTunes, follow me on iTunes on podcast, Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Leave me a comment, rate the podcast. Thank you. And that's what it is. I am out of here. Until next time, peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Doggy Diamonds did this.